the new home. So they all went to the forest together and built a house. The sheep and the pig were strong, and they did the hard work. They put the logs together for the sides of the house and made a roof of wide boards. The goose filled the cracks with mud to keep out the snow, the sleet, and the rain. The rooster woke the others up early every morning with his loud crowing. They were all very happy together in the little home they had built. Two bad wolves lived in the forest close by. As soon as they saw the little house, one of the wolves said, "We have some new neighbors. I wonder what they look like." "I will go to see," said the second wolf. "I am hungry, and perhaps they will be good to eat." So he crept through the forest to the house of his new neighbors and went right in without stopping to knock. The sheep and his friends had seen the wolf creeping along through the forest toward their house. They knew that he wanted to eat them up, and they were ready for him. They all kept very still until the wolf was in the room. Then the sheep ran at him and bumped him with his horns. The pig bit the wolf's toes with his sharp teeth. The goose snapped at his heels. The rooster flew to the top of the chimney above them and began to crow as loud as he could. They threw the wolf out of the house, and he ran back to his home. "How do you like our new neighbors?" asked the first wolf. "Neighbors," growled the second wolf. "Nice neighbors they are. As soon as I went through the door, a great giant beat me and bumped me with his horns. Then a big troll bit and bit my toes. A terrible beast snapped at my heels, and a bad old witch flew to the top of the chimney and screamed, 'Throw him out! Throw him out!' Oh, how they bit me and bumped me! Oh, how they bit me and bumped me! I certainly won't go there again, and if you are wise, you will stay away too." The wolves were so frightened that they never went near their neighbors again. So the sheep and his friends were happy in their home in the forest. "Now we can eat all we want and get as fat as we please," said the pig.